What's going on?
I just, you know how they make these headphones like a puzzle, like before you get them on?
No, actually they're somewhat straightforward, truthfully. Are you having difficulty with them? Do you need assistance?
So you
have them, they're good right now. I don't know what you think is.
So this one says, this part says R on it.
Yeah, because that's for the right.
The other part says
it's
professional?
It says L, too, on the other side,
though. So one of them says R. The other one says Sony Dynamic Stereo Headphones MDR7506. Is that like a name of one of my ears? Is it like my right ear and then my MDR7506?
No, on the other side? That's the model name of the headphones. R stands for right. L stands for left. You could just put them on your corresponding ears because they're not tangled.
So what about that saying that's like righty-tighty? Dynamic stereo headphones MDR7506 Lucy.
I know that this isn't my apartment anymore, but could you get the fuck out of here, please?
You know what? Yeah.
Guys, it's a Thursday. We're getting excited.
Is it Thursday?
No. I mean, I wanted to say the day that it comes out.
That's not also wrong.
Well, it's in the same week as the Thursday, so...
So, guys, it's Saturday, and Gus just lied, and I've got a beer.
Oh, wait, crack it at the same time. God, you're always cracking them early,
it's
dude.
It's not, well, don't you dare.
Okay, yeah, well.
If this is the first episode of the podcast, I want everyone, like, this is your first episode tuning in, I want you to know that Gus famously never cracks at the right time.
Yeah, also, if this is your first episode, you pretty much missed all the inside joke setup, so you might as well leave now.
I love podcast inside jokes, but I'm also glad we don't reference them a ton on the podcast, because, you know, I don't want people that, somebody should make a guide, though, for anyone curious of the inside jokes, where most of them come in.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fucking do that, do work for the podcast. Are you kidding me? I'll just sip this beer.
No, this is not work. This is joy. This is joy that we experience every week.
I'm very happy with myself because, you know, we both have done bits where we loudly sip beer for years.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time I do it, and it foams up and it hits the back of my throat and I start coughing and I regret it. And I feel like this podcast is all about growth. I stopped myself from that loud sip right before it shot to the back of my throat and the foam got me.
You're getting good at this, dude.
Yeah, I feel like I'm finally coming into my own.
It's a Heineken Light. I've not had one of those. I've seen them.
I had them recently, and I like them, but they're not paying me, so these suck dick. I fucking hate it until I get that cash. Any company wants to pay me to say good things, I will do it.
I should have called those Tiny Heinies. That would have been fun. That would have been real light.
I'll rattle off a couple of them, you know, brands that people like just in case, you know, they want to do it.
Yep.
BP. You want that oil? Ain't no problem how we get it. Give me another company.
Enron.
Enron. What do we even do? Go ahead. Keep putting them in.
Monsanto.
I don't even know.
Nestle.
Nestle. You want water for free? Huh?
Amazon.
Hold on. Your package will come to you in one day, and we promise we got the piss stains out from the employees.
Hertz rent a car.
Rent our cars or it's going to hurt. That one's all right.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Was that, now, and I wouldn't blame if it isn't, but was that an OJ reference? Because I was hoping to lead you like a horse to water.
I did not think of that.
Hey, it still works, even though it's not named specifically.
How about... the Ford Bronco. Is that a white car coming toward us? Oh, Bronc, no. We make too many OJ jokes.
We make a lot of them.
We don't even make OJ jokes in private. It's the reference we grew up with where it's like, you can joke about it, but it is a murder.
Yeah. That's our...
Is there any other, like...
It's the right middle ground of edge, because there really isn't much, you know? But it's also, like, you also know, like, this is kind of naughty.
Yeah, that's it. That's how I feel. I say that out loud even when I'm late night snacking.
Yeah. How many times when you were watching FX's American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson, did you turn to Chrissy and say, this is kind of naughty?
Well, it came out way before we started dating, so... I said it to Tony. It's weird. I don't like that.
Have you seen any of that new impeachment one yet?
Is it out?
It's out. Billy C and Monty's on it and stuff. And then you got like Sarah Paulson's in it and
rewind.
Shit. Yeah.
Did you say Billy C and Monty?
Yeah. They're the two main players going on in this one here.
Okay, so were you saying Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky?
Cuba was OJ.
In the old show? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. It's just the word association hour at this point.
The glove didn't fit.
It didn't at all, dude. It was really bad.
I saw for a while, you know, TikTok will really just fuel a conspiracy theory like crazy.
Yeah.
Where now, because I feel like I'm going to say this, I'm going to get like truthers out for it. But I saw like people really starting to believe that OJ was like covering up for his son.
And then I've never even heard that.
It was like the problem with TikTok is like one person will say something with authority and then like it becomes an algorithmic thing where they'll be like, okay, let's find everyone that engaged with this and show all the content to them so they feel like the whole world is talking about it, but it's just a bunch of crazies.
Yeah.
That's what happens with everything with algorithm stuff now, with the, like certain echo chamber stuff, where it's just you can get into one conspiracy theory and be like, did you hear about that thing? No, not at all.
The weird thing especially – well, first of all, I got a bookmark because I have one more bit of OJ information, and I can't let the viewers not hear it.
You've been hiding a key piece of OJ information through the trial.
Yeah. I got the real gloves. They're DeWalt work gloves. They're very expandable, I'll just say. No, but the thing is, you know, as much as I feel like in the best of ways, TikTok has helped mobilize and also in a progressive direction, helped to inform a lot of people by people having these really consumable, quick things of like pointing people towards some like cool resources for any range of topics, you know, social issues, health issues, stuff like that. At the same time, you know, as much as we fucking lampoon the older generation for just being like, I saw some shit on Facebook and like, here's some guy in his car, tell me what it is. I do also regularly see shit, though, where it's like, does this actual child, though, know what he's talking about? Like when he's explaining something, like, so actually, what people don't know is this thing. And I'm like, hey, I'm inclined to believe you. You also are just some fucking guy.
Yeah. That's so. The thing is, because I mean, even with making some commentary stuff, that's why I've kind of steered away from doing any, like, I've realized I'm just not equipped for like journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it has to be comedy. But a lot of people, I feel like, just go like, I'll do a little like research TikTok. And you're like, what are your qualifications?
Wanted to. I got Bing. Let's get in there.
You know what? I mentioned this to Chris yesterday. I was like, a lot of people, and I, you know, there's a lot of discussion over all the Spider-Men now.
Mm-hmm. It's weird to see your Spider-Man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
I'm somebody who likes all of them in their own different ways. Mm-hmm. I said it. I made a TikTok about it. Before anyone comments, I don't care who your favorite Spider-Man is. There is nothing I care less about than specifically somebody who grew up either seeing Toby or seeing Andrew. I don't give a fuck. It's such a like argument online. People are like, poof, Tom's such a baby compared to Toby. These are fictional characters you're talking about. But anyways, I remembered, do you remember the Amazing Spider-Man Bing scene?
Bing scene?
Did you ever watch Amazing Spider-Man?
I feel like I've seen this in some Reddit like Hail Corporate compilations or some shit. Yeah,
so there's a scene. And bless him, he didn't choose to do this. Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, I believe, is researching his dead parents. And it was like right as Bing was like trying to become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sponsored scene where he exclusively does his research in his room on Bing.
Wow.
And it's like you got to feel for Andrew Garfield because he's like, this is awesome. I get to be Peter Parker. This is the fucking dream, as you know, like most kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, hey, we got to do the Bing ad. You couldn't fucking pay me to do that.
No. You know those web slingers we've been having you use? We're going to call them web bingers this time.
He's like, but what is exactly binging as a verb?
Well, the thing is, they only work with Wi-Fi connection, so you can't be going building to building that quick. You got to wait to reconnect every building.
And at one point, you're gonna web bing past Billy Gates, and he's going to go, wow-a-wee-wah. It's going to be like one of those women in an 80s movie that go like, who's that guy? But it's going to be Bill Gates.
He's looking at Billy Gates is about to jump over an office chair and he doesn't quite clear it. And as soon as he almost hits the ground, Spidey catches him like Mary Jane.
Also, what the fuck was that? Why did we Why do we all know that Bill Gates can jump over an office chair?
I don't know. That man probably was like, I'll do this goofy thing in an interview a few decades ago, but at the time it was that decade.
Yeah.
And like, this will be a fun little thing. I don't think he really thought that everyone would be pointing at that weird fucking nerd doing that for 40 years.
You know how we talked about certain like little, like bubbles with things? I'm just realizing now, are we part of a bubble that knows that Bill Gates can jump over a chair, or does everybody know Bill Gates can jump over an office chair?
If they don't, I don't want him in my fucking bubble.
The bubble's about to pop, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose it if I find out not everyone knows Bill Gates can standing hop over an office chair.
That's true. Isn't it weird to think, and I'm not even going to delve into it, but that, hey, maybe someday the Bill Gates that we know 5-10 years from now or so may not be as regarded as he is these days.
Maybe it's currently right now.
It's very currently.
Maybe there's some information out where he won't exactly be remembered for chair hopping in the future.
I don't think that will be in the top three memberances.
And guess what? I say we leave it there.
Okay.
Let's shake on it.
Okay. Okay. Can I tell you my OJ thing?
Yes.
So I guess the prosecution definitely left out of their whole court proceeding shit. It was a hilarious thing I saw on Reddit this week where I guess months before the murder, OJ had done, he had prepared for a film and he had undergone a few months of military training where he was specially trained to use a knife. And it was not brought up in the testimonies at all.
What?
Right?
For real?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know. Do you want me to, let's look at
no,
it.
No, I believe you. Yeah, let's still bring it up just so we make sure.
OJ trained to use a knife, Reddit film.
You didn't have to scream it right into the mic.
I'm probably going to get that result. Yep, it was right here.
There's a really also fun energy to the podcast because we're about to go get some KBBQ with friends and get some drinks.
Right.
How long has it been since we've done the podcast right before doing some plans?
Probably has been a year or two.
Probably 2 years. Wait, did we do, we did a night one, but did we hang out after that?
No, we hit each other. I don't remember.
Did we do a night one? The last night one, were we doing plans after that?
Fuck, I don't remember.
I guess maybe sort of with Sven and Tony.
Kind of. Wait, I thought I remembered that I only had one beer because I was like, I got to drive home.
Yeah, well, that was a separate night one with us, yeah. I believe. But with Sven and Tony, we were doing something later that night.
That's very true.
Okay, we did, sorry, back to the OJ thing.
Yeah, it says a few months before his wife and a waiter were killed with a knife, OJ Simpson filmed a pilot for an adventure series where he received, quote, a fair amount of military training, including use of a knife. However, the prosecution never introduced it as evidence during the trial. Huge fuck up.
Dude, can you imagine? Let's paint the scene, right?
Yep.
We're at a bar. I'm not me. Just hear me out.
Okay.
We're two friends. I'm like, yeah, man. Just ask me how I've been.
Hey, man, how have you been?
What? Sorry, one sec. Hey, toots, I'll get a beer. Anyways, he's a real asshole. I've been great. You know, obviously, I'm the guy that's trained with a knife. I had this really cool job. It's under an NDA, so we got to be real quiet about this. For a movie, I just trained OJ Simpson to use a knife for the movie. What's that on the news? He did what? His wife and a waiter. And what do they think? I gotta go. Can you imagine being the guy that trained OJ with a knife?
Yeah.
And what? Then the OJ trial happens?
Hey, honey, how's your day?
Man, do you think he used anything I taught him, or?
No. I bet, you know what? I bet he pistol whipped him.
They're talking a lot about it, about a knife. And we did. Do you think it was wrong that he wasn't very motivated? And I said, picture somebody you're real mad at.
I don't think you've trained a lot of people.
Yeah. And I do train in a lot of different ways. I also did train him how to get away in a car. Maybe that probably wasn't necessary to the movie. I just wanted to impress OJ because he was so famous. I'm a big Naked Gun fan.
So, okay. Why did you think that was necessary?
Just in case he thought it would be cool if I taught him how to drive like that.
Did you teach him in our family car?
Did he drive a car, or?
I just noticed that my driving gloves have been missing for a few weeks now.
How about we change the subject?
Yeah, it's on the TV.
Okay. He's getting away in what?
Oh, is that Hurt Rent-A-Car?
They're in the trial. And they're going to see if what fits.
It's all happening that quick.
He went from the car chase to the trial.
He and drove to the courthouse.
Also, the news would have to be like telling him. Like, wait. Hey, OJ did this. He did what? That's not how you watch the news.
Let's make a video called "If OJ Simpson Speed Run the Trial," and it's just a wonder of him like doing the. We could probably skip the first part, put the Bronco like into the trial, trying to like stick the glove on shit. Someone steals his trophies on the way out.
We gotta see that speed run. Also, speaking of, I just thought of speed runs for it. Short mention of it. There's not a whole discussion to be had. I'm fucking loving Deathloop, man.
Oh, cool.
But I will say. Video game developers, I can't be reading 50 paragraphs if I'm sitting down to start a game. The problem is that game is a hard one to explain everything, mm-hmm. but it was too much, man. I was sitting down for the first night being like, all right, time to get into it. And there was about an hour and a half of like, okay, maybe I'll look into that later. Oh, no, now I have to read this paragraph. Now I have to read. And it's like, I don't have the patience. I'm so sorry.
Check this out. More like Yawn Loop.
There you go. That was not very good, which is crazy.
Because usually it's pretty similar, but, you know.
Yeah, weren't you and Sven in a pun-off on stream recently?
Yeah, we were doing Pokemon puns to see who could have the best one.
Who won that?
It was me.
What was the pun?
So I said that, you know, I've got really, so first of all, I need to show you this Pokemon so you understand what it is, because it's not a familiar one.
It's not of this world.
It is not of this world. It is extraterrestrial. So here's the Pokemon, okay? And I want you to look at it and try to and pronounce that out loud.
That's Hippopotamus. I just read something wrong. That's Hippopotamus.
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 So here's
his moves are tackle and double stomp.
Ooh, dude.
Okay.
The double stomp. So Hippopotamus, and this is a really bad pun, but it won. So I said, you know, man, Sven, I was like, this stuff's really fun. I love being an entertainer and stuff. I was like, I've always had political aspirations, though, you know. Like,
I knew this was
going
to
go there. It's like, I've always had, you know, political aspirations, but I just feel like, you know, from a coolness factor, you know, like, there's not really been any really cool presidents. I was like, Obama was kind of surface level cool and could have little one-liners and shit, you know? But I was like, I don't want to pick a lane, you know? It's like, do I seek the Oval Office? Do I continue to be a cool individual, you know? Mm-hmm. Do I want to be hip or POTUS?
I actually, like, didn't know what you were going to work. I knew POTUS was going to work in. I like that one.
Thanks.
I normally do not like puns. I like that one.
And Sven was so mad, though. He's like, that was too much exposition. I was half the joke is that I had to give this extraordinarily specific, these parameters.
Yeah,
here.
That works. That's fine. If you, okay, I'm going to ask you something. You've just been elected as president of the United States.
Yep.
You get an ultimate executive order. And we're not, first off, before anyone listening is like, you wouldn't do this. That's selfish executive order.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not to help people. It's only to help you. What is the law that you're making?
I say that it's only to help me.
One of your most selfish desires that you could abuse is the power of the president.
So I would make a decree that said that I am not going to be wearing anything other than Heelys to any of my official meetings and press conferences. And it's a two-parter. And that every time I go down the Oval Office hallways and the White House and everything, that all of my staff has to stand up and both clap for me. And then, you know, give me those, you know, commendations. Say, hey, you're doing a really good job.
Oh, that's good. I like the idea of making everyone legally clap when you walk in.
That's a good idea, too. But it feels like something's got to happen for the clap, you know? Otherwise, yeah. I'd be like, you guys are patronizing me.
Yeah, you got to earn the clap or else, you know, people, the second you're walking out, they're like, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. But if I'm rolling my heels specifically, then that will feel like a deserved clap.
Okay, I gotcha.
What about you? What would you choose?
Mine? It wouldn't exactly be a law, but I would hire a guy to the Secret Service, and if there's any argument, I'll make the law legal for it. It's very similar to yours. We're all, at Gus and Eddie Podcast, we're all about making an entrance. I would hire this whole setup for whenever I needed to come into a room, the door would burst open, and I would surf in on a real wave.
How sustainable do you think?
So they have a machine that pushes a bunch of water out. It connects in like a sealed tube to whatever door it is. Well, first, obviously, I have to have the door checked the day before so it can open into the room rather than out.
What if it doesn't?
Well, then I drown. Then I go, you hear me go, cowabunga.
You just hear
open the door. But yeah, I would. It would be me. Picture this: you're the leader of another country. You're waiting in a conference room. You're a bit nervous.
WAITING or WADING?
Wait.
You're waiting in a conference room.
So
water's on the table. I just
water.
Know.
So water is not yet on the table, but it will be on the floor in just a moment.
Okay.
But you're a bit nervous. Not only one because it's the president of the United States. But two, it's the hottest president of the United States we've ever had.
Sure.
What do you mean?
What?
You mean sure?
Well, I just Mitt wasn't elected, so.
Right. So it wouldn't even count. And if Mitt was elected, it would still be Obama would be hotter than Mitt Romney, and we're not going to even talk about that.
Strange. Yeah, but go ahead.
I come in and I choose two greetings. It's either cowabunga or whoa as the water rushes in and crowds the whole room.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a good one. I could see that getting pushed through the Senate.
Well, they don't have to. It's an executive order. Can you imagine the news over it? They're like, yeah, so I guess this is the first thing he wanted to do. In my first 100 days, I will make it a law to surf in on a real wave.
That's good.
You
should take the Oval Office and get him to put two bobcats on the either side and kind of squish it together so it turns into a circle office.
There you go.
That way the waves would be more akin to a small community pool.
A little bit of a whirlpool created by the force. For
I can see that happening.
I made myself laugh so much a couple weeks ago because, like, Chrissy and I were just laying down and I was like, you know what just breaks my heart?
What?
She goes, what? And I go, don't. There's never going to be a time where we will play tackle football together. Like, name a time that we'll be able to play tackle football with each other. Never. When are you going to do that?
You can't do it.
You can't do it. And then I tweeted it. Bombed.
What?
It bombed.
That's a good one. I
said it breaks my heart that I'll never be able to play tackle football with my girlfriend. I deleted it. It was one of my worst performing tweets in the last year.
Really?
I was shocked.
Sometimes those happen. And also sometimes...
It's not us. It's you guys.
It is you guys. You fucked it up. I had one the day after I made my Gus Johnson video, which as of recording is my last one. I've taken forever between uploads now.
Uh-huh.
And where I literally... And I know that if you just at people, it still can affect the performance. But I literally just said, at Gus Johnson, and I was like, are you up? And it was up for like 3 hours. And this one is one where it's so severe, though, where I'm like, okay, something happened.
Yeah.
24 likes.
Oh, that's actually registered as a reply. There's not a chance you'd get 24 likes on that tweet.
That's where I'm just like...
Is that why people put a period in front of it? So, and you didn't?
I didn't.
That's why.
But I was like, that can't... Because I was like, I remember doing this 2 years ago. They had to have fixed it by now.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird.
That's ridiculous. Because that means that during that three-hour mark, three people had to have gone to my Twitter page, gone to my specific tweets and replies thing, seen the reply, and gone, I'm going to like that.
Yeah. Because you think it wouldn't also hit notifications because there's many more people than 24 with the notification on. I think it's funny that whenever we have a tweet that doesn't do well, it doesn't reach the audience because we've never told a joke that's bombed ever in our lives.
That's weird. I've only really ever received praise for any of my comedic or personal endeavors.
It's just like the podcast as a whole, like me and you as a creative duo and in our separate endeavors have just always been putting out bangers nonstop. And it's like we ooze talent much like a wave would ooze into a room if I was president, would you say?
Well, hopefully it wouldn't ooze. You really wouldn't get a good gnar to be shredded.
Yeah, you don't get a good gnar if the waves are oozing.
Can't
We're surfers.
It.
We're Ooh. Surfer guys.
I watched the 2007 film Surf's Up.
I love Surf's Up.
That was a good one.
Surf's Up is a great movie.
I remember when they made the surfboards from that guy that definitely sold the ganja on the DL.
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck was that actor? It's a famous actor. Why
Billy Boyd.
No.
Phil Collins.
No. It's not Jeff Bridges, right?
Lupita
Nyong'o.
No,
it's not. It's not Lupita, no. It's not Jeff. I'm trying to think. I fucking know who it is, but I can't think of it.
Oh, Pauly Shore, actually, though? I said jokingly, but then I was like, hold up. He would be cast as
The older guy you're talking about, the one that, the old big penguin that, who the fuck is it? I know it's not. It was Jeff Bridges.
Oh,
Big
it
Z.
Was?
Big Z.
Big Z was Jeff Bridges. Hey, his cancer's in remission, by the way. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Good for him.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking dooting it up.
Dude, here's a Jeff Bridges thing. I am very excited for the whatever this Tron sequel is going to be. Not happy that Jared Leto is going to be the main character.
I can't. Jared Leto is the James Corden of dramatic Oscar bait movies.
Well,
you can't avoid him.
He also apparently has a cult, and he's still being cast in things.
Isn't that weird?
I will say, when we watched Blade Runner, I was like, oh, fuck, I always forget Jared Leto's in this movie. But he plays a creep, and then late further in, you're like, it does the job. He is a creep, so there you go.
He is a creep. It just, like, that's another person where I feel like Billy G might not be known for just flipping over chairs 5-10 years from now. That guy is a weird. I've just... You know what? We've certainly seen fake stuff about ourselves online, but when you get to the point where you just see story after story, though, about like, this rubbed me wrong. He was a fuck. I heard that this happened. You just go, guy's probably kind of shitty, though.
Yeah, when you hear, I feel like I can't name a time where I've heard like rumblings about a celebrity that have turned out to be completely false from a bunch of people saying things.
Yeah.
We don't follow like gossip sites. I'm saying once it makes it out into the mainstream and you're like, heard this person was an asshole, you usually end up hearing that in the future.
Yeah, totally. I mean, same thing with the James Corden thing. I literally put the line of it in my video.
There you go.
Did you know that he allegedly showed up to a Writers Guild meeting and tried to advocate for less pay for late night writers?
For his writers especially too, right? Yeah. Or wasn't it? I mean, if it was late night in general, it would be for his writers.
Yeah.
Well, we've been saying this for too long is writers, editors, cameramen, they're rolling in it. Funnel the money to the main talent.
Yeah. Tony, you want to go pro bono? You want to go pro tono? We call it a fun thing to really trick you into.
Tony doesn't count. Tony doesn't count. We would never pay him less because he's family.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't, dollar a video.
Dollar a video. Listen, guy, if I wanted some fucking family, I'd go down to the old Olive Garden, all right?
I really like to think, in a way, we kind of work for Tony, though.
He really cracks the whip.
That's the dynamic, I would say, is that we more work for Tony than he works for us.
He gives us the itinerary. He says, guys, hit your lines, hit your marks this time. I want 2 beer cracks. I want 1 story about Zach. I want 1 mention of Gus not being in the book, okay?
And every time he goes, can we cut Eddie from the podcast? And I go, Tony, please give me 1 more week. Give me 1 more chance. I promise I'll prove myself. And then I don't. That's the funny thing. But I just beg and I fly back home. I make sure we're in a public place, and I get on my knees and go, please, please. We're in the middle of a Chipotle. Please, Tony, I'm begging you. And I start wiping snot on his shirt.
Damn.
I go, please. Until he goes, okay, next week.
Does he make you kiss his ring?
No.
No? You just
He doesn't wear the rings we bought.
Oh.
Sven wears the rings. Nobody else wears the rings except for me and Sven.
If it's any consolation, I never bought a ring in the
first place.
I know.
We need to get you back there and buy a ring.
I do. I need to get a ring.
You should have bought a ring.
I should have bought a ring.
They still sell them.
Rings?
These specific ones. I was there recently with Ethan.
Okay.
So they still have these, and we should get them. Because every time Sven comes here, Sven and I go... And we tap the rings because we wear our friendship rings.
Damn.
Go back into any content. I'm not kidding. Not you. I'm talking about anybody watching. Any content that I have been in for the last 2 years, I'm wearing this ring.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear it on one of these fingers, but people kept asking me if I was married. I think I grew the mustache and started wearing this at the same time, so people who are new thought I was like 35.
Yeah.
I saw, and I'm glad on the podcast subreddit, saying that like I look like I've grown so much. And the top comment was like, he grew a mustache. That's why.
That's
you know, like,
yeah.
I'll have, whenever somebody tries to joke, like, like if it's like on TikTok, a random person saying I look old, it's like, you know, I could shave and put some years off me immediately.
I look so stupid young when I shave. I shaved my mustache for the first time in 2 years, like a month or two ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I looked at my own self in the mirror and I was like, Like,
it's our real age is what we look like when we shave.
Yeah, like, not even that I hated myself when I was in my, like, late teens, early 20s and stuff, you know, but there's certainly, like, there are elements and aspects of myself at the time where I was like, I was pretty underdeveloped and I was, you know, this was dumb that I was, like, this way or some shit. And I'll, like, and I shaved and I looked at it in my head. I immediately didn't even think that I looked bad, but I was just like, oh, that guy's back.
Honestly, though, like, when I see a photo of me without any facial hair now, I think that, too. Because I think you growing your mustache was around a little bit before us moving.
Yeah, it was 2017.
And I feel like because of the, I think, we're pretty much technically a year and a half almost exactly apart, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's a week off, right?
Is it? Yeah.
8 days off of being a year and a half.
Oh, of being a year and a half. I was like, I was like, what? I'm in June. You're way later in the year. But
wait, actually, no. You're in June and I'm in November. Yeah. So it'll be a year and 5 months. How old are you right now? I'm 24. I'm going to be 25 in November, which do you think about how long we've known each other now? That's freaking me out. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I feel like because of that small age gap, I grew my mustache kind of around the same time I think you grew out yours, like, age-wise. Mm-hmm. And now I look back and I'm like, yeah, even when we first moved out here, like, mustacheless me, that's a boy. I didn't grow up yet. I hadn't moved out or done anything.
Yeah.
First year we lived here, I pretty much just played PlayStation in my room and didn't go anywhere or do anything.
I just got walking pneumonia from the weed pens that we got in Denver and ate DiGiorno's.
That's it. Dude. That's it. The amount of DiGiorno's we were fucking tearing through during 2018.
Yeah,
it was insulting. And Jack's Pizza, oh my God, man.
Little updates, too.
Little updates, finally.
Finally. Out of nowhere, we will say, too.
Well, Jack's Pizza, they're sending us stuff. But I will say, Jack's Pizza, we can't say finally. They contacted us a while ago, and then we stopped responding.
Yeah.
And then they doubled down, go, we really want to send you something.
That's good.
So thank you, Jack's Pizza. We haven't seen it yet. Also, thank you. I'm out of freezer space here, so thank you for getting it shipped to you.
And yes, I figured I'd get it shipped to me, and then I was just like, you know, they were like, how much freezer space do you have? And I lied, and I was just like, we're drowning in it pretty much. I gave them the professional equivalent of, you know, turn up the dial and rip off the MF and knob, you know?
Yeah.
So I figure, you know, hey, you know, if they don't fit in both of our freezers, I'll just drive around and give our friends some pizzas
there
that day.
There you go. Give them some frozen pizzas.
I'll shoot high.
There you go. How about we get into some preguntas?
What the fuck does that word mean?
It means questions.
What language?
You know.
Espanol?
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, I'm going to check real quick. Oh, yeah, I said that I would lock you in a cage if people didn't ask us questions.
Why?
Also, I don't know if this is true, and I don't know if you saw the meme I posted.
Yeah, but I saw the piss thing. Is this real, by the way?
I don't know if this is real, but I like to think it is. It's a photo from... What is this Empire? I don't know which movie this is from.
I don't know.
It's from one of the fucking original Star Wars movies, and it's a guy in a big radio tower, and he's part of the Rebels. And the caption from somebody said, in the novelization, it says this dude literally shits and pisses off the side of his tower. Because you look at the tower, there's no way to get up or down.
How is he put up there? Is he placed up there?
I think they made the tower for the sci-fi stuff and didn't really think much. Maybe it sucks down into the ground. That'd be kind of cool.
There's enough space to put a micro shitter up there, though.
Yeah, but then it has to go down this skinny little tube once you take a shit.
And there's no way that it's going to go all the way down. Yeah, like,
it'd make it halfway down. I'm going to look it up.
That's such a treacherous shit, because if you got to hang Dumpy off the edge there, dude, like, you got to, like, tether yourself in. Tony, can we put a picture, by the way, when we're talking about this, a photo of the guy in the tower just so people visually see the reference of what we're looking at?
Also, I'm about to... Okay, here's, with my typo, exactly what I just typed into Safari. Star Wars bovelization guy shits offside.
Did it yield any results?
Okay, so the meme came up. Unfortunately, no one thought of the plan... Wait, no, that's not it. Damn it. I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not. I'm just going to say it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone can correct me, I will be upset. Okay.
Good. As you should.
You see any preguntas? I haven't clicked on the hashtag.
Yeah, let's wing one of these twit longer ones here. Uh-huh. Eh? All right. So this one comes. I noticed this was double from people. This is from Mikhail Neverman and K Sims 29. They said, hey, Gus and Eddie, My friend and I have a disagreement that needs input. I work at a golf course, and we went there to play. Because I work there, I golf for free. And even though this doesn't normally happen, my manager didn't charge my friend for golf both times we went. That's a value of about $57.
Got it.
I told my friend that he could buy me a dozen balls for 10 bucks because he got free golf and lost some of my balls while we were playing.
Okay.
He thinks this is unfair because he paid for A&W the first time, but I don't think that it is. Please help us so we can talk to each other again.
Well, the A&W completely threw a wrench in everything. I don't know how the fuck, I don't know what their meal was worth.
Yeah, well, how many cheese curds did you get?
I would say I don't give a shit about any other financial stuff you guys have going, but let's deal with just the golf thing.
Yeah,
that's the right thing to do.
Buy him some fucking balls.
There you go. But also, this A&W thing, they got a history that we don't know about.
There clearly is.
I will not confidently say anyone has to pay if you owe them money for something else. That's, I don't know what's going on in this dynamic, you
also,
know?
Yeah, and also it's like, you know, if you aren't talking because of this, one of you sucks.
Wait, did they say they're not talking?
I don't know. Help us so we can talk to each other again. And I love that they had a beat sheet on the bottom. Contributions, me, a dozen golf balls plus free golf because employee. Friend, $10 for lunch.
Oh, $10 for lunch. For lunch. Oh, wait, we have it there. Okay, okay. $10 for lunch, but they still got a $57 free thing because of their hookup connection with their friend?
Yeah.
I know your friend didn't pay the money for that, but also that's 20 bucks compared to a $57 fucking pay.
Take the who pays what out of it. You have to look at the what is the reason for the value that you're getting. The reason you get almost 60 bucks in free golf is because your friend works there. The reason your friend got the $10 A&W is because you bought it for him. That's a fucking $47 price differential, guy, and your friend's not even asking you to fucking pay up on other stuff.
Just, it has to do with the golf, and you lost some of the balls.
And you're doing it together. He's not saying, give me balls so I can go golf with my other friends. Just pay him, pay for the balls. It's so easy.
Also, I'll say for both of you, not enough money to have a real argument over, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that from a, I'm saying even when I, like, was working concessions, I'd go, you know what, I'll just eat the cost.
Yep.
If it's $10 for golf balls, it's not enough it. Ruining a friendship for. And I swear to God, if I see a Reddit thread that's like, actually, $10 can be worth a lot to a lot of people. I know. Okay.
Yeah. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't care how much money you have. $10 difference is not talking to somebody, though.
Yeah. You can't put a $10 price tag on a friendship.
There you go.
And that's a good closer I just put right there.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. They really did double tweet it, huh?
They did double tweet it. How many people are involved in this shit? Is that an alt account?
Okay, I got one right here.
Give it to me.
This is from... So I don't want to fuck this one up because this is a longtime replier on tweets. Would you say Xavier?
Oh, Xavier G1 maybe?
Xavier, hey, of course. Man. Wait, I was thinking of... Okay. Xavier G. Fuck me for saying. I work at a cafe with some younger guys. When we get a customer who is upset, one of the guys will very loudly badmouth them just around the corner. I told him to at least wait until the customer has left, but he says it's fine since they can see who said it. Wait, huh?
Maybe
they can't see who said it. Oh, I believe is what the, you know, because it's around the corner.
Sure, sure.
I'm somebody, and I think we both are. I'm somebody who is, hey, if you got something to complain about, wait until the person is nowhere near the vicinity of you. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody does something rude to you, just, unless you're sticking up for yourself, just don't, just say it quietly. Why piss somebody off and cause a thing out of it, you know?
That's just it, where it's like, you know what? Yes, probably from the, like, just objective state of everything, you are in the right. You know, I get how fucking retail, I mean, we both worked in food for years and years. Yeah. And years, customer service and all that shit. I fucking hate the customer, dude. The customer can go die in a hole.
Customer's not always right.
They're rarely right.
Rarely right.
Very rarely is the customer right, or handsome. And truthfully, you just got to look at it this way. Yeah, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yep.
You just have to look at it of like, hey, is he out of the situation? You know what? You're right. That guy was a dick. You're only potentially opening yourself up to more negativity.
Yeah. If they walk out, then and complain all you want.
Yep. Complain all they fucking want. If they want to come back in and keep being a dick, then it's a different situation. But if the scene is done, you're hucking out, like, fuck that guy. You know, how do you know that guy's not going to be already a deranged fucking asshole?
That's
and then
the main thing.
Also having a bad day and is going to, like, hop the counter and throw some fucking M Cafe in your face.
I mentioned before, one time we were... out. We sold a hot dog to somebody. Not me. I wasn't. There was a 16-year-old
loose,
loose hot dog.
You want a Lucy?
But there was. I actually forgot who was working. Who was the cashier at the moment? Sold a hot dog. There was packets of condiments, and we didn't know that we had just run out of mustard. Very popular day, so even the box of the little mustard packets were gone.
Yep.
And she was so mad. I mentioned this a long time ago that she threw the tray of condiments into the work area,
mm-hmm.
like not at the cashier, but poof, everywhere. That was just for no mustard. If you're shit talking somebody, you don't know how people are gonna react. Focus on your safety rather than talking shit, and then talk shit the second they leave.
There you go.
Quietly in the back room.
There you go.
Because also, let's say you're talking shit, and maybe another customer's like, fuck, are they talking about me? I didn't do anything wrong, I thought, you know?
Yeah, you hurt people's feelings. They're being nice.
Yeah, come on now.
Fuck that, dude.
We got another one?
Fuck stores, just honestly.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, man, I had something that's not a pregunta, but I just remembered a little mini story, can I tell you?
Of course.
And I understand, again, I'm going into it assuming, like, 15 to 30%. I maybe could have taken the higher road here. But also, just as a consumer, I almost got away with a good steal, baby.
Okay, I'm already waiting.
So it is Pokemon related. Okay, so I'm doing the rounds, and I'm just checking some retail locations, some game stores and stuff for Pokemon cards. Now, for reference, I like to buy the booster boxes. That's the stuff that you'd see at the register where you can buy loose packs out of there. Uh-huh. They come factory sealed, and there's 36 packs in there. Typically, any of the more recent boxes that I'm buying, you're going to look at spending minimum $150. If you find, especially the sets that just came out, Evolving Skies just came out. God, I sound like Jarvis 8 months ago. What has happened to me, Eddie?
You're a Pokemon stan.
I'm in deep.
You're in deep.
The Evolving Skies set just came out. If you see it for $150, holy shit, get it. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Right now, even the median online price pre-shipping is going to be $165 to $190, you know? Like,
uh-huh.
It's really highly sought after. There's a lot of good cards in there. So I'm just cruising around. I go into a local game store. I like buying products sometimes from local game stores. It's always a ripoff. That's just the nature of it. They uh-huh. got to make their business. They do other things for the community. They have these the card playing nights and stuff.
Yeah.
I love to support the local game stores because I'm a fucking hero. But I'll get something sometime. You know, I'll be like, yeah, I'll go buy one thing there. I'm not going to get like a bunch of stock there. So I go into this game store, and it's like, it seems like a well-to-do game store. Like, uh-huh. I've seen it for 3 years now. I just have never gone in. I go in there, and I was like, oh, holy shit. First of all, they have Evolving Skies. Uh-huh. Nobody has this shit. And, and they got a booster box there, and I go, hey, are you selling booster boxes? Because not everybody does, you know?
Right.
And I was like, are you selling booster boxes? And the guy behind the registry goes, I don't know. I think so. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, what's the price on that? And he goes and he scans it, too. He doesn't just guess. He goes, he scans it. He goes, bip, $75.
Oh.
And I go, oh, could I get the two that are up there? He goes, yeah, I think so. Sounds good. And he's checking me out, and I'm just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, like, he's checking me out, and he goes, all right, insert the card. I stick my card in there. And
I'm confused, though. If he scanned it, is it their decided retail price that they decided as a business?
It had to have been.
Because if he scanned it.
He scanned it, and it had to have been something that the store input.
Right.
So he goes, boop, $75. I was like, so right. I have my, and again, the 15 to 30% of like, come on, is like, dude, he obviously way underpriced this thing, you know?
Right.
But I was still just like, okay. You know, and I put my card thing in there, and then as soon as he's pulling up the thing, and it's like the card prompt comes up, I hear, oh, Ryan, hold on. I don't know if we're supposed to sell these. And it sounds like, I can't even stress enough, the energy of everything that happened next was like a sketch. It was like Curb, where everyone was kind of, like, they were in a great mood. They were not pissed at all, but they were just sort of like two cheerful employees. Like, hold on, let me just check. You know what, let me call Greg here and see here if we can sell them. Oh, he's not picking up. And he goes, let me just consult TCG Player, which is like where you go to get all the price elements,
uh-huh.
you know, and I'm instantly like,
you're fucked.
I'm fucked.
The game's over.
So I look up and I'm standing 2 feet away from them. And the guy goes on the computer and literally like tone perfect. He goes, oh, wow. TCG Player says these are going for $175. boy, we almost screwed up. And I'm right there, and I'm just, I literally don't even say anything. I'm just like.
And you have to kind of pretend like, what?
You
whisper in your breath, you said 175?
Whoa.
Wow.
Interesting. And then the funny, because again, I'm telling you, like, I would, if I saw something, an Evolving Skies for 175, though, I'd still buy it in a second. That's so cheap, like, relative to, like, especially shipping and all the shit. So the guy does that. He goes, oh my gosh. He turns to me and goes, well, unfortunately, I can only sell you one. And I don't know if you're even going to want it anymore because now the price is going to be $150. Which is still like, you guys are idiots.
So they don't know. Because I wouldn't know if I was scanning up Pokemon. But I also work at a game store and there's been like Pokemon collecting. But yeah still.
And so I was just like, well, since you took them down, I'll guess I'll get it. You know, I still got an insane deal though. But the guys were friendly. I literally went in today and I bought like an ETB from them and shit too.
There
but
you go.
It's like, but it's kind of hilarious because, and Pokemon people will get this, and I'll wrap in a sec here. But they're selling the Evolving Skies ETBs are like $50 right now, which is totally fair. And then there's a set that came out like this year called Battle Styles, which is just shit. It's piss poor awful. The top card pull in there is like $75 raw, and in Evolving Skies there's like six cards raw that are over $100 or so. And the same amount of cards for a set that still came out this year, they're selling the ETBs for $50 for Evolving Skies and $75 for Battle Styles. So I'm just like, you guys have no idea what you're doing here.
Yeah,
though, which is so fucking weird because it's an established like comic book and game store and shit.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
I wonder if their specialty is more like, is it a kind of D&D type place or
no,
is it?
It's like full on, like they had Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic, like the stock for all their other trading card
game
shit.
Mainly card stuff is like their focus, or?
Well, I mean, it's sort of an everything thing. Like you go into a game store, it's like some games, some products, some trading stuff, some comics. And it's very much like that's the cut of what they sell there, you know? So I'm just like, and I can't imagine in the last year and a half, especially the Pokemon surge, that like people are largely ignorant. And it was two employees
also,
too.
Also, the Pokemon surge was so like a while ago now where, I mean, it's still going, but you'd think there'd be time to, you know, get used to it. But also, I don't know anything about it except for shiny cards. And then I go, what's the price?
That's just it. So again, I'm 25% the potential asshole in this one.
Uh-huh.
But I almost got away with a cool steal though.
There you go.
And that's my story I have for you.
Eddie, well, thank you for sharing that.
That was about, we opened some fucking mail!
We got to do a shorter one because it's later in the day.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
No. Oh, you pre-opened this one. Awesome.
I pre-opened both of these. And are you looking inside it yet?
I was just trying to see the name on it. But so, I don't see a name on it.
This first one here, by the way, is from our boy Valentin L.
Uh-huh.
From Dallas, Texas. And I'm slightly concerned.
Why?
Because it says fragile on it, and I've been fragile with it, but it sounds a little rattly and scraddly inside.
Oh, no, I don't want to. If somebody sent us something special and it's broken, I would feel so bad. We didn't do it. We didn't rattle or scraddle it at all.
Not either of those two. All right, something on the top here.
That just sounds, I'm thinking it's like if you had a early 2000s comedy special, like Gus Johnson, rattled and scrattled. Okay, you want me to read it?
Yes, let's check it out.
Okay. Dear Gus and Eddie, at the peak of the pandemic, I was fired from my university job and forced, oh, by the way, look at this handwriting.
That is penmanship to the nth degree.
It's great. Forced to go into retail for about a year. Working at a liquor store in Texas is hell, but starting catching up and listening to new episodes of the podcast while working really helped me get through it. To thank you, I wanted to make sure the boys drink in style. Included is a few Gus, am I going crazy?
What up?
Did it say a few glassed a boy?
A few glassed. Oh, maybe a few glasses that looked with a D on accident. And I literally, my dumbass brain said, well, the S is right next to the D key, so I see how they could have done it. Yeah. But he wrote it out.
There's no keys. A glass shaker and one ice cube maker. The ice cube tray makes a rose-shaped ice cube for your new glasses. Oh, please tell me they're not shattered.
This one doesn't feel shag. It just seems like there's a lot of components to it. So
do you
actually
think so they were rattling and scrattling against each other, but maybe not broken?
Against each other. It seems like it, and I'm hoping so, too.
Ooh, now I'm working in my industry doing tech for digital and in-person events and hope to catch you boys when you go on tour. P.S., thank you for all the laughs. My soon-to-be wife, Katie... put a date in there. Loves watching YouTube, or they love watching YouTube together and on their own. Also, play this on the cast. I wrote it for you. It's an intro for us, but it's also a typed out URL, so I cannot pull it up currently. But Valentin, thank you so much.
Valentin, look at the quality of these glasses.
Whoa.
Whoa. Dude.
These are fucking awesome.
It's a Buchanan's glass and a Crown Royal one.
Damn, dude.
Damn, there's all sorts. Dude, look at this.
We're going to be drinking this style. Is that the rose one?
Four Roses Bourbon. That's the kind of bourbon that we've had.
Dude.
You know who turned us on to those? Was Sam Basher.
Oh, that's the Sam Basher bourbon?
Yeah, Sam Basher bourbon.
How's Sam been? I haven't talked to Sam in forever.
I don't know.
Have you talked to Sam?
I tried to invite him to like a fire a few months ago, and I think he was not in town.
Ah, I got to message Sam.
I know. Sam's just one of those lovely people that every time his name comes across, you go, Sam.
Sam? I'm going to put water in this right after, and I want to see the rose ice cube later.
Good. Oh, well, this is so much. There's just a ton of them. I won't unwrap them all now, but these are, like, really high-quality drink glasses.
Question. Did we, and I'm not saying for right now, because we got a night ahead of us. Did we have, when we came back in person, did we have some of the whiskey you got me as a gift?
What whiskey did I get you again? Wait. I know, because I also don't know.
You did get me whiskey as a gift, right?
I have in the past. I got you
The Sinatra whiskey. Yeah, we said we were saving them for special occasions. Did we drink it on the first one?
I don't know if we did.
I'm going to check.
Did we?
If not, the next night episode we do, we'll do it in honor of being back in person.
And we'll do them in these glasses, Valentin, all right?
We'll set these aside. Glasses are great. These are just like new glasses to have.
This is a very good boy-friendly gift right now. Thank you so much, Valentin.
There you go. Also, it's really nice to go to the We're Back episode because it's like I know which one it is very clearly.
That's true.
I'll just scroll like midway through and see if we are drinking.
That's a good idea.
The boys are back in person was with Sven too?
Is it?
What a comeback.
Wait, I got one right now, okay? So I want you to turn your volume all the way up before you hit play.
Uh-huh.
And then just go to a random point in the middle of the episode.
Uh-huh.
The next line, like the short line that you say there, is going to be my Twitter bio for a week.
Okay.
All right? Ready? Let's hear what it is.
I was thinking you were going to Mjolnir.
I'll get there. I was getting warmer when I was getting there.
You did bring it up, so I'm
I was getting warmer when I was getting there.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to change it right now.
Also, it looks like maybe we had some beers, but I don't think we split that whiskey. We said we'd save it for special occasions. I can't believe we didn't do it. So we need to do that.
All right. Yes, we will do it. I was getting warmer. What the fuck was I even saying?
I skip back.
No, I know what I said, but in what context? I was getting warmer when I was getting there.
I think somebody said Mjolnir, so maybe you were trying to say the Thor's hammer, and you were close.
Could be. All right. Gus at Gus Buckets. I was getting warmer when I was getting there. Watch me forget that I did that, and that'll be up there for about 7 months. Usually how it goes.
Okay, you want to read this note while I open this package?
You betcha. One. Who is this one from here?
I don't know. Check the bottom of that thing.
This is from our boy Ronan. Oh, I remember this username, actually. This is somebody from my chat. What up, dude?
Oh.
Hey, Gus and Eddie, I packed this the first day you said we could send mail, and I left it in my car. One of the things I packed was two Gus and Eddie podcast candles.
Whoa.
They melted, so you can't have them. Sorry if the box still smells like eucalyptus. Anyway, it was a pretty rough year, but thanks for helping us get through all the content, including your Twitch accounts. Thanks so much, Ronan.
Gus first.
Oh, my God.
Don't know, it's the book that Gus thought he was in, but it wasn't. It says, this is a very special copy of Extra Cheese, Please. Gus is actually in it. Also, Eddie, maybe? Let's go to a random page. No. I actually don't know. Do you want to search
for
this real quick?
Yeah, let's search for it. Okay. What else is in the box there?
There's a couple of packages. Oh, fuck, dude.
What is it? Oh, that's badass.
Holy shit.
Look at that. That is a piece of art that makes me feel intimidated as a house guest.
That's great. I'm putting it there. And then I'm sure.
Oh. Oh, that made me do a double take because I didn't feel the texture, but I was like, dude, that guy looks just like me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm you're in the feed bin here.
This picture?
Tony, look at this. Look at my cam. Look, Eddie's in the feed bin.
We got a bunch of...
I love Double Bubble.
Dude, I love it too. And the smell of it reminds me of being at like a roller rink or an arcade. And you're like, I got 10 tickets left. I'll order 10 of these.
Right? Oh, there's Lil Kid Me is in here. I love that two separate people had this idea, by the way.
Yep. We got Laffy Taffys.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, Eddie, we need to tell some Laffy Taffy jokes.
What?
Think of how much material we'll get out of that.
From Laffy Taffy jokes?
Yeah.
Wait, what? We got some Act Kids bubblegum blowout flavored toothpaste.
What the fuck?
A lot of bubblegum in here.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Did we talk about bubblegum?
I don't know. Is this just what was in the car? Because are the Laffy Taffys open?
Dude, even the bubblegum's in this too.
Yeah, look. Dude. It was already open. Oh, dude, look at that. Look how long my hair was. Holy shit.
Here you go.
Thanks, boys. Look at this one, Tony. Tony, look.
This is a real party day episode. We're about to go do shit.
Right?
There's a CD in here.
Ooh.
Is this a game? No, it's Surfing with the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit Edition. It's music from the K for J Vacation Bible School.
Okay.
What a reaction. Is there anything else? There's something at the bottom.
By the way, this Laffy Taffy was originally 50, but not only did they cross off 50 and write 13, Ronan went in and sealed the bag together again somehow.
With what?
I have no idea, but it's fucking sealed. Like, is it heat? It feels maybe glued together.
It was in the car so much pressed down against something that it melted back together. I think that's it for the package.
All right,
well,
Eddie.
That's it for...
For...
Mail!
Why don't you read me one of those nanner jokes you got on there, Eddie?
Wait, is it on the... I actually...
You got to lift up the vulva of the package and read underneath there.
Hold on. Wait, okay.
So the answer's underneath it.
Oh, okay. So I got you. We have two each. Right?
All right, hit me with. We'll go back and forth.
What kind of doctor can work in an auto body shop?
Doctor.
A dentist.
That one checks out. That's good. That's a good
Pretty
joke.
Good.
All right, I'll do my turn now. And then you do yours after. What do you call a king's rabbit?
I wonder if it has something to do with hair. Does it have something to do with hair?
I don't know.
Go for it.
The hair to the throne.
That's good. That's a good one. Here we go. What did the beard say to the mustache? Very on theme for us.
I must ask you a question, but I'll shave it for later.
No, it's we're hair today, gone tomorrow.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
It's the box.
What's a good spot for a taste bud?
Oh, no. What is it?
I forgot. It's on the tip of my tongue.
You think about, like, that. What is the content of the podcast right now? Just us reading Laffy Taffy rappers?
That's pretty good.
That's great. That should be the new segment on the podcast, is reading Laffy Taffy rappers.
I actually had, when I was on tour in 2019, that was, like, a joke that I would do. And, in fact, I literally brought the same Laffy Taffy with me. A joke I built in mid-set is I was like, guys, like, I've been running late today. I didn't write enough material. Thank God there was Laffy Taffys in the green room, though. So I'm going to just kill a couple minutes here and read them. And then the joke was that I was doing it. But also, it did kill, like, 3 to 5 minutes, though.
There you go. How rubbed off was all the text on there by the time you were done touring?
It was very rubbed off. And the funny thing is, I wish I could remember the joke, but... I spun it into one of those like stand-up-y things where I pretended to read it for the first time, and then I had a side bit built into it.
Uh-huh.
But it was a Nick Cannon themed joke. Like the setup was like Nick Cannon. I can't remember what the punchline was,
uh-huh.
But I remembered I had had a segue of being like, wait, Nick Cannon? And then I had another one that seemed like, oh, he just thought of that. But I was doing the same thing every night.
There you go. And those fucking idiots slurped it up.
You thought we were living in the moment being spontaneous? It was so well rehearsed. Every hug, every handshake.
It was a lie.
You guys were lied to,
you fucking morons. You fucking stupid idiots. First off, if you bought tickets to our Gus show, you already have that title. You fucking dumb, stupid.
Wait.
shithead, idiot.
No, no, wait,
dumb,
wait.
Dumb.
Wait, wait,
dumb,
Tony, turn to Eddie's dumb, volume down.
Stupid.
Hey, wait. Eddie, I need them to buy more tickets from me, though, in the future.
Hey, guys. Oh, I'll do it like one of the branded ones.
Do it. Who's Brandon?
No, branded ones, like from earlier.
Yeah.
Gus Johnson. If you're at the show, you're a fucking moron.
Wait, no, good things.
You'll laugh because you're dumb.
Tell them they got really good butts.
You got really good butts, and you'd believe that lie if you went to a Gus Johnson show.
You might be a Gus Johnson fan.
It's one of those kind of days.
Can we get KBBQ now?
Gus,
I want it. I'm hungry.
You got to stop. You have to stop.
I want it.
I'm going to euthanize you if you don't.
Do you think this makes me look like a pirate?
Do this. Say the Jerry line.
Deborah! That's the Jerry line, right?
Yeah.
George!
I just realized for audio listeners, if I do silence and then we just start laughing, they won't know what it is.
Yeah.
There's not a good button on this one.
No, I've assumed the podcast is already over. I'm not even performing anymore.
You say you're not even performing anymore, but you're saying it in a voice like you're still performing. I know when you're performing and you're still performing a little bit.
What?
What am I doing?
Come on, guys.